Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our Big Brother 19 live feed update for August 6th. I am here to you to bring you some wonderful guests and some updates. As always, I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I have Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm good. Back by unpopular demand. Came in a little too hot last week, so I had to take off a few days from these updates, but happy to be back.
I think that's just the case of you only reading the bad comments. There were plenty of people that were like, yes, Lita, thank you.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Yes. All right. So Lita's here, my American Ninja Warrior co-host. Make sure you check that podcast out. Very, very fun, despite Lita's unfortunate contributions. We're starting the day off yesterday with where you find out there's no have-nots, which eliminates some potential drama because Mark had asked not to be a have-not, but we know Josh was planning on making him one anyway. So that's unfortunate that we didn't get to see that play out. I think Mark would have been kind of upset, but you know, happens.
Well, it's not no have-nots, just yes. No assigned have-nots.
Elena, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your feelings about Elena, chose the wrong little box to try and be not a have-not last week. So she is remaining a have-not from the previous week. So she's the only have-not. And of course, Mark was like, oh, I'll sleep in there with you. That'll be fun, right? She's like, I don't know. That doesn't seem like the best idea.
Mark is just like every dude bro that has no concept of boundaries that I have ever met in my life.
Do you have a lot of Marks in your life?
I feel like I have encountered a lot of Marks in my life.
Okay. Good to know. If you're a Mark, don't bother. Yes. So first we had Josh and Christmas. They talked about Christmas's temptation because Paul had talked to Christmas about it yesterday or the day before at least. And they were essentially saying, you know what? We're trying to get Elena out right now. There's no point in using the temptation to prevent Cody from playing in the veto if the goal is to get out Elena anyway. So why waste it? Why not just save it? What do you think, Lita?
Yeah, well, this is the thing that really evidences that Christmas is much more Paul's, you know, puppet, whatever, than Josh is, because Christmas is the one who ends up doing this and going through with this, even though it makes no sense for her game. And Josh is the one pushing for her to not need to use it because Elena's the target, which is not what Paul wants. So I think that this was a good moment to see like who's really, really with Paul and who's just going with Paul for now because it's good for their game.
Yes, we're also getting some comments in the chat. If you're not watching the video, Lita has some cat ears on, and Kenneth is asking, did you steal Alex's cat ears? Were you the thief all along?
Listen, I can neither confirm or deny. I'm just saying it could have been Raven. It could have been anyone.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just your demeanor to be stealing cat ears. You're like, no, this is Ariana Grande's thing and you're not allowed to have it.
Yeah, this is Ariana Grande's thing. I had these cat ears way before BB19.
Oh, man. All right, Jessica. Josh does still talk about wanting Elena out. He says, I've respected Paul's wishes so far, all of Paul's wishes. Now it's my turn to have wishes and Paul has to respect them. And it's just going to be the way it happens. It's just the way it is. And he's like full of bluster and Christmas is like, yeah, yeah, we're good. We're going to do this. But let's talk to Paul first about not using the temptation. Let's let him know. So a little hint of what's to come there. And to be fair, Christmas says she doesn't want to blindside Paul, which is probably a good move here. Paul will probably get very angry if you disobey him in such a blatant fashion. You want to do your best to convince him that what you're doing is okay. And they will try that a little later on. But first, we have to talk about how Josh talked to Jessica as well. He was like, hey, look, Jess, I like you. I don't like Cody. Cody doesn't like me. It's never been a thing, but I like you. We have no beef here. He's trying to lay the groundwork for protecting Jessica this week, letting her stay in the game and getting out Elena instead. And Jess, of course, is like not receptive to this at all because, again, they have to make every single decision incorrectly. So she's like, yeah, you know, Cody just doesn't like you because you took the apple that first week and you got
the girl. How is she still going back to this? I thought that this was absolutely ridiculous that Josh is like, you know, asking why Cody doesn't like him. And Jess is like, he has so many valid reasons to not like you. The golden apple in week two, like, you have to get over it. It's not going to serve you to hold on to things like this for this long.
Yeah. And Josh was like, what are you talking about? Like, that was so long ago. Like, what, you're not mad at me for banging the pots and pans? I mean, like,
yeah.
I was prepared to apologize for that. That's just game. But you're talking about this stuff from a long time ago. I mean, I get it. I guess they're valid reasons, but I mean, come on. And yeah, Justice doesn't, she's not having it. She's like, for all the reasons why I think people are like really into Jessica right now, which is like, she's so brazenly like fighting the power, is like, they're also the reasons why she's doing so terribly at the game, because like, she's looking a gift horse in the mouth and she's going, no, please, I don't want it.
Yeah. Well, and this is Jess and Cody's MO. Like, they're talking about if Mark and Elena are on the block, who does Cody want to vote for? And Cody's like, whoever the house isn't voting for.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, are you five?
Like, could you imagine if this plan to vote Elena goes through and he's like, I know there's a plan to vote out Elena, but I don't want to go through with that. I'm going to vote out the other person on the block that's also not Jessica in order to like ruin their plan. And then like Jess goes home like,
yeah,
well, like, what are you doing? Of course, you're going to go along with whoever they want to evict. If there's any plan to evict someone else, you got to go along with that. I mean, you're trying to protect your girl there.
No, it's more important to spite them.
I guess so. So we also had Josh and Christmas. They finally talked to Paul about not using this temptation. And Paul is like, huh, well, I mean, you know, it's your HOH. It's your temptation. I'll respect what you guys want to do. And I'm not going to put up a fight here. But it does kind of make sense to use it. I mean, Jess is our main target, right? We're going to take Jess out. That makes the most sense. And why would we not want to use it? It increases our odds here. He puts up a bit of a fight. Lita, how do you think he did?
I think he actually did okay, because I think what Paul was doing wrong yesterday was that most of his arguments were going in favor of Elena rather than against Jess. And I think that the more he defends Elena, the more Josh is going to want to get her out, because the whole point is because he is worried about Elena's loyalties to Paul rather than him. So that relationship makes him nervous. So now he's switching and going, saying why Jess is bad for Josh's game. And he uses this argument of, well, Elena might make a rational decision at the end. Jess and Cody are always going to vote on emotion and they'll never vote for you, which I think is an argument that shouldn't work, but potentially could with Josh.
Yeah, it didn't seem to work. Josh didn't seem that swayed. However, it did seem to work on Christmas for some reason, which surprises me. You know, people are pointing to, they think the argument that ultimately flips Christmas here is the jury argument. But that's like the least effective argument in my eyes, because he's saying these are two votes in jury that are going to be the same votes for one person. And if I'm Christmas, I'm thinking, oh, that's awesome, because they're probably voting for me. I have a pretty great relationship with Jessica, and they hate a lot of other people that aren't me. So if I'm in the end with most other people, I'm probably getting those lock two votes. But instead, this argument seems to flip her in favor of, yeah, let me stab them in the back and eliminate one of those two votes that would potentially be for me in the end. It's really difficult to like determine what went through Christmas's mind here. A lot of people are legitimately saying, like, when she's on drugs, she wants Elena out, or when she's not on drugs, she wants Jessica out, like, or flip-flopped. I don't remember which is which, but like, I keep talking about Christmas is just this really uneven player. I can't get a good read on like what she's doing. And ultimately she makes the decision to use her temptation here, and I just don't understand it. Do you?
I mean, I don't know if I want to blame the drugs, her being Jekyll and Hyde or anything like that, but I think that she is a little bit of a scared player, and at this point has someone who is very powerful in Paul and doesn't really see the downside to just going with what he says. And I really think that she's just too timid at this point. But yeah, you're right about that jury argument, and it shouldn't work regardless. If you're going to vote someone out just for their jury vote, but it's going to make it significantly harder for you to get to the end at all, then it's not worth it.
Well, tell that to people who criticized Dan Gieseling in season 14.
Okay, I will. I'm telling that directly to those people.
Yeah, those people. Phyllis in the chat says, worried about crossing Paul, maybe. That has to be part of it as well, I think. The fact that Paul was putting up a bit of a fight here, she's probably like, oh, I don't want to piss Paul off. So maybe I do need to go ahead and use this. What she said before the ceremony was, hey, Josh, I'll plan on not using it, but if you give me a signal like you want me to use it, then I'll use it. So theoretically, we don't know what happened during this. Maybe she thought she got to say, oh, who knows? I don't know. Who knows what happens? But I don't think Josh was particularly pleased with this outcome, because Josh continues to want Elena out. And it seems as though increasingly so, this is not going to happen.
Christmas also, I think, tries to use this as some sort of strange bartering chip with Elena, just like Christmas having tunnel vision on those votes, where it's like she asks Elena to remember this down the line, because I guess having Cody not play gives Elena a higher chance of winning the veto. And like Christmas tries to spin that as her like helping her out, which was definitely not the intention.
Yes. So, and another thing that happens before the picks for the veto ceremony, or the veto competition, was that Jason, again, continues to work on this relationship with Mark that I don't think anybody really sees. And again, I'm really liking what Jason is doing here. He lets Mark know, look, if you don't win this veto, if Jess wins this veto and pulls herself off and it's just you and Elena, it's not going to be you. That's all I'm saying. I hope you win the veto, but it's not going to be you anyway. Jason's still working on that relationship. I really think that's going to pay off for him down the line, especially because Mark ends up winning that veto later on in the day.
Yes, but before if that were to happen.
Before we get there, Cody does get picked to play in the competition. I believe they picked his name out of the little thing, and Christmas stands up and says, no, ring of replacement, you're out. You're not playing in this veto. Christmas is playing in this veto, but not actually, because she couldn't actually compete. But, you know, you get what we're saying. Feeds come back, and Cody's in tears.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yes. I believe somebody posted on Reddit the interview with Jeff where Jeff said, you're going to get into a showmance and you're going to cry. And he was like, no, and absolutely not. And he's like, oh, you're totally going to cry. And he's like, never.
Oh, wow.
So
careful what you say to Big Jeff.
Yeah, sorry, Cody. And, you know, for I think for very reasonable reasons here, right? Like he really wanted to compete and protect his girlfriend here. And he was upset that he wasn't able to. You know, I'm not one of the I root for the underdogs, but you can kind of feel where Cody's coming from here, getting upset. But it is fun to poke fun at the fact that he said he would never cry. So, as you mentioned, yes, Elena, very grateful to Christmas for using this. She's like, oh man, you really like helped me out here. And this is like, again, whether or not I don't think she was doing this intentionally, because Elena tends to not react in the best way. She gets mad when things don't happen, and she gets very happy when things do happen in her favor. So, but like, this is what you should be doing, right? Like, this person just used this thing on you, and you're like, oh, you're the best. Thank you so much. Don't be suspicious. Don't be mad at anybody. That's never working. Just always be like, yes, thank you so much. This was very helpful. And Christmas is like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling good about Elena now, because she feels indebted to me. And now I'm going to, like, you're going to pay this back to me someday, right? And she's like, absolutely. Gives Christmas more incentive to keep Elena around, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't think that was her intention at all. I think this is just a total overreaction to something that had nothing to do with her.
Yes. So we also had Kevin, who then immediately kind of swoops in and goes to Jessica, I believe, while Cody is in the diary room, and says, hey, guess what? All right, here's what's going to happen. When you're gone, I'll look after Cody for you. It'll be great. We'll team up. We'll make it to top 8, top 7. He'll look out for us. We'll look out for him. It'll be awesome. He tries to propose this deal that we talked about the other day. He really wants to work with Cody. He really wants to make this happen. And I don't think it's going to happen. Do you?
No, what was your first clue? They seemed so receptive to this.
Yes, Jess eventually brings this offer to Cody, who's just like, you know what? I want to take out whoever I want to take out. Who are they trying to ask me to protect anyway? Paul? Pfft, yeah, right. He legitimately says, and again, this is kind of like, if you're Cody, you should at least pretend to accept the offer. Yeah. But like, Cody's like, you know what? I'd rather just essentially just like go kamikaze, take out as many people as I can, and then leave the game. And I want to be able to take out whoever I want instead of taking out who they want. So Cody really feels like he has no chance to win this game.
Yeah, he's just like, why bother making a deal? I'm always going to be a target. It doesn't matter what I do or who I work with. Womp, womp, womp.
Yes. So they also strategize upstairs in the HOH room about how they're going to like team up, essentially, in this veto competition to make sure Jessica doesn't win. That comes into play when they play the veto. They do kind of work as a team, although it wasn't super helpful from what we heard. Christmas then, she gets, Christmas talks with Jessica. And she tries to apologize. She's saying, like, look, this wasn't anything personal. It's a game move to remove Cody from the picks and whatnot. And Jessica's like, no, I don't accept your apology. You're a two-faced liar, and I'm not having it. And again, this is a situation where it's like Elena gave Christmas incentive to keep Elena around, and Jessica is essentially telling Christmas, like, you'd better vote me out. Obviously not entirely realizing that Christmas had a plan to keep her in the game, but still, like, what are you doing here? This is ultimately, if Jessica goes home this week, this is what seals her fate and prevents this plan from ever moving forward, I think.
Yeah, Jessica's response to everything that doesn't go her way is that's personal. That's a personal attack, because her logic is that because Christmas used this to harm Jessica's game rather than to advance her own game, that makes it a personal move against Jessica, which is I don't know how to even follow that logic.
Yeah.
And Christmas is rightly in this instance saying that she can't separate, that Jessica is unable to separate game from personal attacks, which is a little ironic coming from Christmas, given some of her ideas last week about actual personal attacks. But this whole thing was just a little ridiculous.
Yeah, and it leaves Christmas very concerned about Jessica staying in the game. She's essentially like, Josh, we got to get Jessica out now. Like, well, like, there's no other option.
Yeah.
And Josh is kind of like, but I want to do Elena. Whoa. But he can't really argue when even his closest ally is now saying, like, no, it's got to be Jess. Ultimately, Josh is kind of just like, all right, Jessica's the plan. But if Elena messes up at all, we're flipping on her. That's good. He's kind of relying on that. He's kind of hoping that that's going to happen. I don't know, though. I feel like it seems pretty solidly on Jess at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, what is Josh gonna attribute to just or Elena like messing up? Like, what does that mean? I feel like he's gonna be able to take anything and spin it because he's so intent on her because of her. He's concerned about her relationship with Paul, and also he feels like Jess and Cody will always be targets ahead of him, mm-hmm. which other people don't necessarily have to worry about because they have Josh, who is a giant target ahead of them with making all his noise. So I think that he's in a little bit of a different situation than someone like Christmas, where Christmas has a lot of people to hide behind in a way that Josh doesn't.
Yeah. And, I think another part of it is he mentioned this, like once, I think, where he was talking about Elena and how, like, one of the reasons why he doesn't trust her is because she distanced herself from Mark. And, like, that was one of the reasons why he didn't like Mark, was because he didn't like how he treated Dominique. Josh is like, he legitimately feels like, he's not into the whole, let's isolate somebody. Josh really gets upset when somebody does that. And he feels like the people that do that are very sketchy and cannot be trusted, and he wants to get them out, and he feels like he appreciates and respects Jessica and Cody for being so upfront about their disdain for him and everyone else. If everyone thought like Josh, then Jess and Cody would be playing a great game, but unfortunately nobody else is thinking in those terms.
Yeah, Josh has gotten a little selective about what he's above and not above morally in this show. Like, they're talking about how, oh, we need to throw Jess off during the veto, and he's like, I'm not gonna do that, that's gross, that's not how I want to play. Like, flashback to a couple weeks ago when everybody was dumping trash and mustard on them and Josh is singing about it. Like, I just don't know where this comes from, how he decides what is and is not foul play.
Yes. All right, so as I mentioned earlier, they play Otev. And Christmas is not allowed to compete, obviously, though she wanted to. Mark ends up winning Otev and does plan on taking himself off the block, despite the rest of the night being dedicated to, like, how do we get Mark to not use the veto? It's ridiculous that people still think that this might work. Like, no, you are not Danielle Reyes and Jason Guy. You cannot make this happen. So I didn't chronicle the whole episode of how do we get Josh or Mark to not use the veto. Oh, we're so mad that Mark isn't using the veto or isn't not using the veto. Why won't he do it? What, doesn't he trust us? He doesn't trust us. This must be the reason. Oh, no.
He's loyal to Cody. That's what it means.
Yes, he's loyal. He's loyal to Cody. That's why. Josh tries to convince him. Mark is like, dude, no, I won. I'm here to compete. I'm going to take myself off the block. This is not like, that's what's going to happen. I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah. And Matt is like, doesn't he know that if he doesn't use it, then it'll be unanimous. It'll be 10-1 against, Cody next week. But if he does use it and he takes himself off, then there's going to be a divided house and he's just screwing himself over. It's like all of this like dramatization of like, if he uses it, it will make him a target automatically. And if he doesn't, then he'll be totally fine and he'll be number one in all of our alliances. Like, he's still going to be on the bottom.
Yeah.
It's not going to change anything.
I believe Matt also said, like, doesn't he realize that we've all made jury? And if he does this, he's messing that up.
Oh yeah, my God.
For you, not for him. If he doesn't do this, then he might be messing that up for him. Like, right. Don't you realize that?
Mark, just be a team player. Just let all of us get to jury.
Man, why won't you do this? God. So Christmas, again, like, what are you doing, Christmas? She volunteers to be a pawn in Mark's place here. And Josh is like, don't do that. Don't say that. People are going to hear you. What are you doing? Obviously Josh doesn't want to put Christmas up because he's not Zach Olenek from Big Brother Canada 3. He doesn't want to put his closest ally up on the block because that's a really dumb thing to do unless you're like doing it very intentionally. And you're also Dan Gieslin because Dan Gieslin can do it, but nobody else can.
Plus, other people are volunteering to be on the block, like, actively.
Yes.
So it's not like she has to do this.
They talk to Raven and Matt. Josh wants to put Raven up as the pawn, and Matt and Raven volunteer. So that, you know, that seems like very obviously that should be the move. Those are the two people that he probably trusts the least anyway. So a very obvious move to put Raven or Matt up on the block. Jason says, oh, Matt volunteered. Do Matt. Do it. Put Matt up on the block. Jason's like pumped for it. Paul also says, yeah, go ahead. Do Matt. But then there's like a little bit of like, oh, but it would be kind of fun to see Cody have to choose between voting for Elena or for Raven, you know, given all of the stuff he was saying about Raven, wanting Raven to win, all that. Like, well, we'll expose Cody for the terrible person he is by him voting Raven out instead of his friend Elena. And then also she can wear the cat ears next to her. It'll be so much fun.
It'll be hilarious.
Yes. So it's still a bit undecided right now who's going to go up as the pawn, but it doesn't seem like it matters at the moment. Of course, this is Big Brother. Anything can change, but it does seem pretty solid that Jessica is going to go home here. It's going to be hard to even see Elena getting any or too many votes to evict. So that plan that we thought maybe would make the week a little interesting seems to be dead at the moment, but I can see Josh continuing to try.
Yeah, and I'm happy that Josh at least demonstrated some sort of independence from Paul by at least he wasn't able to make it happen yet. Again, we don't know, but he at least followed through on making his target someone that Paul didn't want.
Yes. And, you know, it's there are some rumblings. It seemed as though Christmas was seemingly anti-Paul in the previous couple of days, but she seems to have flip-flopped back over. But it doesn't mean that it's not still there, that someday we might see this return to Christmas. And we know that Paul is amenable to it. So we could see Christmas and did I say Paul? Josh is amenable to it. We could.
I was like, you'll figure it out at some point. You'll get there.
You know, you talk about these people enough, and the names just—they're all like four-letter names.
Yeah,
it's just—it's too much. So there could be a chance that Josh and Christmas ultimately lead some sort of charge against Paul. But man, this was probably the week to do it. And the longer you give Paul time to just sort of like, each individual group has people that are like, I'm not sure about Paul. We've got Jason. We've got Kevin a little bit. We've got now Paul or Josh and Christmas who are kind of like, about Paul. We've got even Elena and Mark are pretty about Paul at times, but they haven't gotten together to discuss that. They're all like, I'm not sure about Paul, but he's with us, so we're not going to do anything against him.
And no one wants to be the first one to say something in case the other people aren't on board and run back to Paul.
Yes. So yeah, he's on a house of cards here. We'll see if it ever crumbles. It seems like it could have this week, but he seems to keep everything in place at the moment. He is told by Kevin that Kevin attempted this plan with Cody, and he pretty quickly says it's not going to work, dude.
He's like, we'll try it if he wins HOH. Like, yeah, of course you'll try it if he wins HOH.
He's like, he's just going to tell everyone what you said and who to protect, which is a rightful fear for Absolutely. Paul, because if Cody starts telling, you know, Matt and Christmas and Josh, like, hey, yeah, you know, Kevin came to me with a deal wanting to protect him, Jason, Alex, and Paul, they're going to be like, wait a minute, what's going on there? Why are they a foursome? What's happening? Uh-oh, it's Paulie all over again. We got to get him out. So dangerous stuff for Paul, rightfully worried there. But yeah, he says, let's not do anything like that until he wins HOH. Then we'll start making some crazy deals.
Yeah, and I do think that this week we have to, and I feel like we're doing this week after week, that as much as I give credit to Paul for having this not blow up in his face yet and keeping control over it and making the right decisions. This is as much an indictment of Jessica as it is, you know, anything great that Paul did, which is just the story of every single week. It seems like it's like something could have happened and then Jessica and Cody just make all of the wrong decisions.
Well, it's like, you know, Cody initially makes this huge, massive, like Cody and Jessica make this big mistake, and Paul is immediately able to capitalize on that and like crush them. And then Cody comes back and they get this hex, and it's like he just continues to crush them week after week, the same people making the same mistakes. Like there hasn't been any chance for anybody to like, you know, Dominique was basically the one week where it was like, oh, maybe like if Dominique hadn't also made a bunch of mistakes, that could have been weak. But it's like the same people making the same mistakes. So there's no chance for it, like anything to change yet, because it's just they're not changing their game.
Yeah. They keep accidentally jumping on grenades for him just to spite the house.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really what's happening. And we even get Cody talking to Jessica saying like, well, okay, what should be my plan for next week? You know, I want to get out Paul. I also want to get out Matt and Raven. I also want to get out a bunch of people, but how should I get out Paul? Jess again says, you got to put up Alex and Raven. Alex takes herself off the block. You replace her with Paul, and then boom, Paul's gone, which of course, no, probably not. but you know, they're trying. If they're lucky and Raven somehow gets taken off the block and Paul's up next to Alex, then maybe they've got a shot there. But you never know. She also tells, she tells Cody, listen, if I am sitting at home and watching videos of you being buddy buddy with Alex, I am never going to speak to you again.
Oh my God. She has like the world's longest memory. Just like she can't let anything, any single thing from the first week go.
Yep. She, and again, this is sort of, this is kind of similar to the Natalie James situation where I believe she was mad at James for being nice to Nicole. She was so mad at Nicole for a little while. She's like, I can't believe you're hanging out with Nicole. This is like, why would you do this? But it's like, what you really like, if like, would you really be mad if it was like, this is the only option moving forward for Cody in the game to be buddy buddy with Alex? And you're really going to be like, no, you're not allowed to do that. You're going to put doubt in his mind to that move and like, just like cross off that avenue of gameplay.
Yeah, she's not interested in Cody winning this game if she's not here. She's interested in Cody being her boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, they really both are convinced that they have no shot of winning. They like their goal in the game is to do as much damage as possible before being evicted. And I think that's sort of coming through in how they're treating the house guests and their plans moving forward. And it's probably why, again, if Jessica goes home this week, any chance she had at staying was probably negated by the fact that she thought she had no chance and decided to just go crazy and insult people.
Yeah. The two of them are like a curse in response to a temptation. It's like, here's two people that have bad attitudes and don't care at all about winning the game. So they are just going to absolutely wreak havoc on the house. That makes it so hard for the other players because they can't predict what they're going to do because it's all just based on, hey, remember when you said that you accidentally called me Alex like 2 months ago? Like, you have to have a shorter memory than that in this game for certain things. You have to be able to let things go. There's so few people in this house. Like, you can't try to fully cut off communication between two people.
Yeah, they're forcing these people to just continue to take them out week after week. Where it's like, they took out Cody. They took out Cody. They tried to take out Cody again. Now they're taking out Jess. It's like multiple weeks of just like, trying to get these people out, and it's because they cannot reintegrate back with the house despite having a few options and a lot of special powers. It's just not happening, much to the dismay of the viewers.
Yeah, some of them.
Yes. All right, so that is our update for the day. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be live tonight after the East Coast airing of Big Brother. I will be filling in for Rob. I believe I have Alex and Brent on with me. So that'll be a lot of fun. Check that out. We'll be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern with another live feed update. It'll be lots of fun. And of course, the next Taran Show episode will drop on Tuesday. Hopefully I can talk to you about the guest for that one very soon, as soon as I get that locked in. And yeah, lots of stuff to check out. Of course, make sure you check out our American Ninja Warrior podcast with the lovely Lita.
Yes, please do. It's really feels like all of Taran's publicity from all of the stuff that he's doing should translate over to that. So everybody go listen to that.
You'd think, right?
I don't know.
I still think it's one of my best podcasts, but highly unlistened to, I think.
Yeah, well, if you like us for some reason, you'll like the podcast.
I guess so. So yes, make sure you check that out. Thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you follow Lita on Twitter at Lita Tweeted, and you can follow me if you want at Armstrong Taran. Thank you all for joining us. We will see you next time.